cliffcentral.com. The whole point is to take personal responsibility. That's how you can start to live a meaningful life. Those are the words of Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, who I interviewed last week. He's a former professor at Harvard, and he's a professor of evolutionary psychology at Toronto University. He's become a bit of an internet celebrity because of the way he reasons away politically correct nonsense and espouses personal responsibility and self-worth, which is especially popular with disenchanted young men. Often, I find an interview interesting, you know, like a good conversation, but every now and then it becomes instructive and useful. And that was the case here. I felt exactly like that after speaking to Peterson and after reading his book, 12 Rules for Life, which is already a New York Times bestseller. Now, the reason for this is twofold. First of all, there are many young people, mostly, and I hate the term too, millennials, who have deep convictions about changing the world, making a difference, and living their best lives. But few of them will achieve anything close to these things. The one thing I know for sure is every last one of them is going about it the wrong way. Before you can set about changing the world, you need to clean your room, Peterson argues. Being an activist, dyeing your hair purple and protesting Donald Trump is an utter waste of time if your own life is a mess. The only way to make a difference is to start with the things you can immediately fix and work your way outward from that. That doesn't sound glamorous or Instagram-worthy, but it's the only way to discover the joys of personal responsibility, individuality, and witness firsthand your ability to improve things. From this point of view, a lot of weaker people will take refuge in collectivist thinking and they'll immediately feel the need to rebel. And if you look around, you see a lot of disconnected, angry, emotional, and disempowered people who are losing their shit and trying to tear down the system. It always ends in tears. Self-worth is really at the heart of our problems in South Africa. So much of what we think of ourselves is based on what other people think of us, what material possessions we have, which groups we belong to, for a multitude of very obvious reasons. The really privileged, and I use that word purposefully, the really privileged few are the ones who discover their own agency, people who don't nominate themselves to speak on behalf of a group, who don't use collective terminology to define their character or say things just to be popular. And they're not all white, male, or cisgendered. Now, before you rush to declare your own individuality, just be aware that you're going to pick up a lot of antagonism from people who need to belong to groups. You'll get resentment from less self-actualized people. You'll get hatred from those who appoint themselves to speak on your behalf. And you'll get incomprehension from those who expect their feelings to override calm, sensible conversation between equals. And these descriptions apply to a lot of frustrated young South Africans. The other reason Peterson's book resonates is because he's done the heavy lifting for us. He's read the uncomfortable, complex works of Solzhenitsyn, Huber, Whitman, Nietzsche, Dostoevsky, Orwell, and even Lao Tse. Most of the people who tell you they want to change the world wouldn't be able to spell one of those names, let alone tell you who they were. Many young people will tell you they're socialists and call people who disagree with them Nazis, without the slightest appreciation of how many people both ideologies have brutally put down. Too many people live in a self-absorbed social media universe that requires no rational basis for a shallow and outrageous opinion based on a profound lack of historicity. And it is precisely in that world that Peterson rides out to meet them. The exciting thing is that the following is growing, and many young people are drawn to the idea of standing up straight with their shoulders back, facing the world with conviction. Read his book. Listen to our podcast. You can thank me later. CliffCentral.com.